Under the Scope.
All right, here we go. Another episode of Under the Scope movie review. I don't know if this would be our official first summer movie entry. I mean, we're awfully close. We're on the cusp, Jared.
I think this qualifies. This movie that we just saw comes out May 9th. Anyways, as you know, the summer movie starts in May now.
And that's at least what we're saying.
Starts, so, yeah. So the movie we're talking about is Neighbors.
Yes, it is a comedy starring Seth Rogen and Sir Zac Efron.
Sir.
He's going to be knighted after
knighted
this.
Him. He's not even a citizen of the Commonwealth, but you're going to knight him.
He is going up, baby.
Who else is in there? You got Dave Franco. You've got Rose Byrne.
You do?
You've got Lisa Kudrow. You've got McLovin. I'll never remember his actual name.
Not.
He's always McLovin to me.
Yes.
And a whole host of other people. There's a lot of cameos.
Yeah, especially at the beginning. Actually, all at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone that is a fan of comedy,
you'll notice
or
the
funny,
the Lonely Island showed up.
Yes.
All three of them.
A New Girl cameo.
Indeed. Anyway, what's this movie about?
So, this movie, Jared.
Yes.
I will give the basic plot, and then you will take over, because you're very good at description. We've got Seth and Rose. They are a...
Mac and Kelly, I think, are their character names.
Very good.
The only ones I'm going to remember.
Mac and Kelly. They've just purchased a...
Hello.
Neighbors is about a lovely couple. What are their names, Jared?
Mac and Kelly.
Mac and Kelly. They just purchased a beautiful new house. They are probably late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. and they also have a new baby girl.
A brand new baby. They're sort of they're into adulthood now.
Yes,
they are. They're working people, yeah. They've got a baby, and they've left the travails of youth behind.
Mac likes to smoke a joint from time to time.
He does.
They like to have drinks every once in a while, but the reality is they are moving into parenthood and less out of and more out of adolescence. Long story short, there's a house open next door, and it is purchased by a very party-happy fraternity.
Mm-hmm. They move in and immediately... So they try to... our heroes decide that they're not going to be the neighbors who immediately freak out. They're going to go over and they're going to be nice.
Yep.
They're going to hang out and they're going to be the cool neighbors.
And they'll tell them, hey, could you keep it down?
Yeah,
after proving that they're cool.
Keep it down. You know, just... Yeah, just...
Yes.
Keep it down.
So they make a good impression.
Yes.
But...
A pact is made.
A pact is made, which...
This is very key.
Which is... Don't call the police. Come and talk to us first.
Yes.
Well, through a, not even a series of misadventures, but obviously the frat continues to party, and eventually they get fed up, the neighbors.
Cops are called.
They call the cops. And then it turns into essentially a hour and a half long session of them punking each other.
It's a battle. It's a war of attrition. It's who can outdo each other. Yeah. There's hijinks, there's capers.
But here's the thing about this movie, Jared,
yes.
Which even though this is not a How I Met Your Mother, or How I Met Your Mother, the 40-Year-Old Virgin,
right.
or a knocked-up Judd Apatow-type production, it definitely follows his template for making comedy movies, which is take absurd situations but wrap them in a moral play, moral issue that people go through. And in this case, it is about... growing up and facing your responsibilities.
Yeah, it's transitioning to adulthood and functioning in the real world.
Yeah, you see that initially with the Mac and Kelly couple, the older couple, but then you also get glimpses of that of the fraternity brothers who also have to deal with this issue of what happens when we graduate from high school or
from
college.
Yeah, specifically there's the Dave Franco character, I think his name is Pete, who is eventually revealed to be that he actually goes to class and studies and has a future. He's very smart, more so than probably the rest of the fraternity.
Yep.
So
Zac Efron being the president of the fraternity, also doing his best Alec Baldwin imitation throughout, if you listen to him. Girl marrying a dumpy, chubby dude.
And they acknowledge it in their own way, and good for them.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I laughed at this a lot more than I thought I was going to. I thought it was really, really, really funny. I think maybe the third act might have a couple problems.
Sure.
Not all the jokes hit. But it's a good blend of, you know, sex humor and party humor and some physical humor that's really well done.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. If, for whatever reason, if you can do a party scene and you put down a black rock and hip-hop beat and have people walking towards the camera in slow motion, I will laugh at that every time. I don't know what it is about that sort of device, but it's been used in multiple movies, and I love it every time. So,
and it's worked
keep
out.
Keep doing that, comedy people.
So, I gotta say, Jared, I think that the summer movie season has kicked off with a bang.
Indeed.
I don't know if that's like some sort of shaded reference to something in the movie that never happened.
Did you write it in Hebrew?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. So let's give
that's a reference to the film.
Let's give this a scope score and call it a night.
The scope score is 3 1/4 stars.
So 3 1/4 stars. 3 1/4. So that's a pretty high praise.
I don't know how many comedies have been released so far this year, but this is definitely my favorite so far.
All right, well, how many have you seen? That's the real question.
I've seen none but this.
So this is your favorite.
But we're into May, so we're well into the year. And so, I mean, there's obviously a lot of comedies to come. We have one coming up in a few weeks. That's a big name. You'll probably see a review of that. But for right now, this is the comedy champ of 2014 in my book.
Unless Spider-Man 2 is, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is unintentionally funny.
Ooh.
Way too much. And we'll find out in just a week.
Yeah. No, this will be out probably right before that. So
there we go.
There you go. Neighbors in theaters May 9th, rated R.
Make sure you check it out. And also make sure you check us out.
Mm-hmm. We'll be outside the Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes. Which one am I?
I think you're Steve.
Well, wow.
Didn't make the cut. I am an unnamed extra, so at least you have that up on me. Hello.
So make sure you check the scope out.
Yep. Comment and like this episode. Subscribe if you want to get all of our updates on a regular basis.
And if you really like the handheld fashion of this review, write in, because Jared will guarantee he'll do it.
I'm building a new mounting system.
He'll do it for every single review from now on. His arm is super strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment, and Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.